Loving and gracious God, we do thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord God, we do miss our children today. We pray, God, that they'll be back soon. It'll get cold and they'll be back. We love them so dearly, we miss their spirit when they're here. We thank you for our church that have children. Lord God, as we gather here, speak a word for us, Lord God. In the midst of all that seems to be going on in the world that is not of you, yet we are holding on to you, trusting in you, that you will bring an end to all of this. Speak now, Lord God, for we're listening. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because, Lord, you are our God, our Father, our refuge, our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. Amen. And so today we have a parable, the parable of the persistent widow. And I tell you, she did not stop. And we know what a parable is. Jesus is very good at telling parables. And the parables, oftentimes the stories are, the true story, the true message is buried in the parables. And you have to read it to know it. And this parable is about this woman, you just heard it read, who keeps going to this judge. She's trying to get justice, so to speak. She needs this judge to hear her case and to grant her justice against her opponent. So she keeps going back and back and back. And Jesus would say, he says, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? And so he's making what? A comparison. If this judge, who's not a good person, can ultimately give what? Can ultimately relent and bless this woman and do what she wants, won't God do the same if we what? Go back, keep going to God, and don't give up and don't lose heart? And so that's the moral of that story, is to be persistent in, when we go to the Lord, to be persistent and don't lose heart, to keep seeking. Even in the Timothy text, Timothy tells us, he says, all scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And he tells us, he says, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message and be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, in season or out of season, be persistent in speaking the word of God, teaching the word of God, following the word of God, be persistent. And I was thinking about that last night, even for myself, and I thought about that I've been praying for something and praying about it, and then I thought, I stopped praying for it. I should keep praying. You know, it's been a while I've been praying, and the answer has not come the way I thought it should come, and God hasn't told me to stop praying. Sometimes God, you know that God is telling you, stop praying, enough already. You're not going to get that thing. You're going to get something else. But I thought about it. I said, I should start praying for this thing. It happens to all of us. You just pray, and you pray, and nothing happens, and you just says, you know, you get to the next thing, because life is filled with the next thing, right? But we have to be persistent. Next slide. As we talk about prayer, because this is truly about prayer, I saw a couple of these little things on Reflections Brief on prayer. This one is the prayer chain. Our prayers lay the track down on which God's power can come. Like a mighty locomotive, his power is irresistible, but it cannot reach us without rails. That means we have got, our prayer is like the rails where God comes to us. So we have to pray so the power of God, like an engine, can come into our lives. So we have to lay the rails for our prayer. Lay the rails, our prayer rails. Lay down so God will come. God will answer our prayers. The next one said, praying in the rain. He or she who does not pray when the sun shines will not know how to pray when the clouds roll in. If you don't make prayer part of your life, you won't know what to do when the clouds come in. Right? If you do it all the time, you do it all the time. Good times and in bad times. Next slide. Trusting when God is silent. How true that is and how difficult it can be. The writer says, I have learned that God's silence to my questions is not a door slammed in my face. I may not have the answers, but I do have God. I do have him with me. When God is silent. You remember the children of Israel? They were praying and praying for how many years they were in captivity. And God seemed silent to them. And then God would send Moses. God would raise up a leader called Moses and bring them out of captivity. God does that. The silence is hard, or hard for all of us. Sometimes God answers right away, and other times we just keep holding on. Time to pray. Next one says, time to pray. We have had instruction until we are hardened. It is now time for us to pray. We have had instructions and prayer, how to pray, when to pray, where to pray. Just pray. Just pray. People, none of us have the answer on how you should pray. People tend to tell you what you should do in praying, and some of their own prayers are not being answered. Just pray. God will listen to each and every one of our prayer. Next slide. I want to make sure I didn't jump up. What is prayer? The writer says, today the bedrock principle upon which any lay person, on this lay Sunday, any lay person approach to prayer should be based is this. Pray when you can. Pray where you can and how you can. That means pray when you can, pray where you can, and pray how you can. But first, ask yourself what you mean by prayer. So pray over it. You don't have to ever follow anybody's example. Just pray. Pray is conversation with God. Just pray, God will listen. Next slide. And here's some points in prayer, friends. And you could always go back and get it off Facebook or YouTube. I saw this little picture and I thought this is from the text. Prayer is a privilege. And it truly is a privilege to us that God would want us to speak to him. There's a scripture from Isaiah that says, though your sins may be as red as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Come and reason with me, saith the Lord. All right? And sometimes I think God tells me to come and reason with him. You and me, our Creator God tells us to come and reason with him. God will listen. So prayer is a privilege. The next point is prayer is vital for a successful Christian walk. We can't walk this Christian journey without prayer, and pray even when we don't feel like. Prayer The third point, prayer is to be according to God's will. Another very difficult thing to do, you know. So I'll share this with you. How do you pray the will of God? Very difficult for many. I remember when my brother was very ill and I really knew that it was time that he was not going to, unless God say otherwise. And I know my niece was praying. I was praying for healing. We all did, and I was praying the will of God. I says, God, do the best for him. Let your will be done. I didn't want my sister to hear and my niece, because, you know, it would seem a little bit of contrary to what they were, but I knew that I had to pray God's will. God, you do the best for him. If the best for him is to take him out of his pain and take him home, God, do it. Because the best for him was not to have him crippled in lying in a bed somewhere. But the best for him was either to raise him up and make him well again or to take him home. Pray what is the will of God. And it was a difficult prayer. And I prayed in tears. The will of God. Prayer is to be persistent. And I already talked to you about the lady. To be persistent. To keep going when you can't. And pray without ceasing. Does it mean that we just kneel down and keep praying all day? No, it doesn't mean that. You just, prayer becomes your talk, you know, with God. I pray all the time. Sometimes it's so simple, and, you know, I'm looking for a piece of jewelry, and I'm looking for something. Lord knows I was looking for my keys, my car keys, which I never lose. And I was getting so frustrated, and I was going to a meeting, and Missy had called Missy, and she came, God bless her, to take me to the meeting, and then one of my colleagues brought me back, and when I got into the house, I was so weird, and I says, oh, Lord God, please let me find my keys, please. And then ultimately, I did find it behind the couch, talking to God. If you look at it, a conversation with God. True prayer is to be an action of faith. You believe even though you can't see. We believe even though we can't see. Right? We can't see. We don't know how it's going to come down, but we believe by faith. And prayer is to be repetitive. Prayer should be offered with a clean heart. Well, that's kind of tricky, because sometimes our heart may not be all that clean. And I could speak for myself. Somebody do something terrible, and I have to say, oh, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. You know how I feel, Lord. I really want to tell them off, Lord Jesus, but I'm trying to be a good Christian. So help me, Holy Spirit, to think clean, that I don't think the things I'm thinking. Prayer. Because God knows what you're thinking. Amen? Prayer gives us power in Christ, our strength, our weapon, our victory, and our resource. As I was reading these things in prayer, I thought of a couple of people in the church that things have just happened to now. I thought of Ron Williams, who's not here today. And I thought of Rosa. Ron Williams, as you'll hear me at prayer time, pray for his daughter. His daughter, who's 49 years old, 48 or 49, who was a school teacher living in Georgia and had gone to the hospital for an operation and got infected. I got septic or something and ended up dying. The funeral was yesterday. And when she was there in the hospital, it was a few weeks and that she was there, and we were praying. He told me, and I was praying. And I know Joan, we were all praying, you know, praying that I would ask him every day, and they said she was doing better, and then it happened. You know how they put you in. And then I said, and then he called me, and he says, they called him from Georgia and said she had died. She has 5 children. And I thought to myself, last night I spoke with him, yesterday, see how he was doing. I says, you know, this Christian journey is a unique one and can be a hard one. Because Ron is still believing and trusting in the Lord. Still trusting in the Lord that God will bring him through and bring his family through. That's what persistent prayer means. That's what it means not to lose heart. It's easy to pray when everything is well. But my God, when you have to pray when it's not well. And he'll be back at some point, and he'll serve God in this church. He has been my right hand. He's here every day before he goes to his other job, no matter what I ask. He's serving not just me. He's serving the church. That's persistent when it doesn't look right. And you don't walk away. I think of Rosa. Since Rosa has been in ministry with us, her mother's died. And then her brother died. I thought it was her half-brother. And then her father now. Her father died. And now her mother has died. And she is in Honduras. The children went yesterday trying to get the bodies, her mother's body from California to Honduras to bury her mother with her father. And yet Rosa's faith, she cries, but yet she calls on God. Just keep calling on the Lord and believing in God and serving God to her pain. That's persistent faith. That is persistent prayer. When through your pain, you serve God. You can't explain it to people because unless they're there, they don't get it. Doesn't mean you may not get a little bit upset with God. You could get upset with God, but where is it going to take us? Prayer. Prayer is the source of our strength. Prayer is the power of our weapon and our victory, because it's the thing that brings us through these terrible times. Simple analogy that this church, as we go through difficult times, financial times, every year we pray. Long as I've been here, and I know they've been praying long before I came, this church would not have been here built. All the pastors before me have prayed to God. I pray to God every year. And somehow, somewhere, God makes a way. Maybe not the way we want it, but somehow God brings us through because what? We are persistent in prayer. Every day I'm asking God, God, what are we going to do this year now? And then I'm reminded, the Holy Spirit says, well, I took care of you all last year, and I'm the same God, and I'm going to take care of you this year. And I believe God. Is manna going to fall down from heaven? I don't think so. But we are here. We are all here. And if we all come together and begin to give out of our abundance where God has given us, give out of our little bit, and those of us who have more, and we continue to give, and those who are already given, and those who could give a little bit more, God will take care of the church. And I'm praying that God will speak to the hearts of members who are here, because it's a relationship, and those online, that they may just say, I used to give this, but you know, I could give $2 more, whatever it may be, because the church means so much to me. This church who takes care of people, teach the children in Sunday school, feed people food, confirm children, bury the dead, do whatever is here in this community for over 100 years, and by God's grace we'll be here for another 100 years, by God's grace. Because we walk by faith and not by sight, believing that God will do it. I believe that God will do it. I believe, and God has never disappointed me. May not get exactly what I want, but God has always taken care of me ultimately. God has always taken care of all of us. And so, friends, next slide. What is persistent prayer as we get to the end of this? The law of persistence. Persistence is an important part of success. Stories abound of men and women who were persistent in their goals. They refused to give up. They followed their dream when all their friends and family said quit. And they found success because they were persistent. Human beings have been persistent in their lives, in our jobs, in our relationships. So why shouldn't we be persistent in the things of God? Why shouldn't we keep praying to God? If we believe that God is creator, if we believe that God is provider, why shouldn't we be persistent in praying for the things of God? Persistent prayer, next slide, is prayer that doesn't give up. Persistent prayer is standing in faith that God will answer your prayer. It never stops until it receives God's answer, whatever that answer may be, friends. And so, don't lose heart. Persistent prayer, next slide, honors God. Persistent prayer reveals our commitment. And persistent prayer releases the power of heaven. It releases the power of heaven when we continue to seek God. And so as I close, there's a song that I like that you all know. I'm just going to read the verse. Next slide. It says, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. Do you know prayer is a sweet time to talk with God that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne and make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found, hallelujah, found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return. Sweet hour of prayer. Can you imagine if we look at prayer like that? The second verse says, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. The joys I feel and the bliss I share of those whose anxious spirit burn with strong desires for thy return, with which I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his straight face. And gladly take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. You know what the songwriter is saying? When I go into prayer, I'm waiting for God, my Savior, to show his face. Have you ever just prayed and you could literally believe that you see the face of God? This God, oh glory. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear. Whatever we have, we could bring it to God in prayer. To those whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me to seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I cast on him my every care. Whatever care you have today, cast it on him. And wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Oh, we've got to be a praying people, friends. Praying for our children and our grandchildren. Don't wait for something to be wrong to pray. Just pray and keep praying. Pray when sun is shining, so when rain falls, you know how to pray. It's already there. Just keep praying. Praying in season and out of season. You get up, you see your little grandbabies, and you just pray over them. Sometimes you're sleeping and you pray over them. It says, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless them and to cover them, because nothing can protect them more than the power of Jesus Christ. Nothing can protect them like that. Pray for that when they go to school, they are protected. Pray that when they walk out of the house, they're protected. Pray. I pray for my little Maddie every single night. Ask God. God, just watch over her. Pray. Because God will hear and answer prayer. So friends, let us keep praying.